This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There are now 8 confirmed or presumed coronavirus cases in Massachusetts. Those cases include a cluster of people who were at a conference last week in Boston. It was held by the Cambridge biotech company Biogen at the Marriott Long Wharf Hotel in Boston. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg went to a briefing today with city and state officials. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you, Lisa.
So this afternoon we learned that Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston is testing more Biogen workers who were at that same meeting. What do we know about that situation?
Well, we know there are 8 presumed positive cases stemming from that meeting so far, 5 in Massachusetts and 3 out of state. The Brigham has now set up a tent outside its ambulance bay in the Longwood medical area where Biogen workers are being tested for coronavirus.
And overall, what are officials saying about the current state of virus cases here in Massachusetts?
Well, this is a fast-changing story, but at this point, there are basically 3 types of cases here in Massachusetts. And the good news is there have not been any reports of anyone getting seriously ill. So first, there was the UMass Boston student who'd returned from Wuhan in China. He has reportedly recovered. Then there are 2 people who'd recently traveled to Italy. Public health officials don't reveal where people live, just their counties. One of them is from Middlesex and one is from Norfolk County. And then there's this cluster stemming from that Biogen leadership meeting held at the Long Wharf Marriott. Boston Health and Human Service Chief Martinez says that the 5 of them in Massachusetts were pinpointed as having had close contact with other cases.
Due to their contact and symptoms, they were tested for the virus and have tested positive. We currently, as we speak today and standing here, are tracing who they have been in direct contact with over the last 14 days.
Martinez says the city is working with the Marriott to make sure the facility is properly cleaned and to trace anyone else who might be at risk. And Elisa, he made another important point.
It is important to note that this is not an example of community transmission, as the source of this transmission is known and is connected to a confirmed case of the virus and close contact with that patient.
Now, community transmission is when you don't even know where the disease is coming from anymore. We do not officially have any cases of community spread or community transmission here in Boston or Massachusetts at this point. That was one of the takeaways from today.
So they know the derivation. What counts, though, as close contact, which you mentioned?
Well, Martinez described it as being close enough with someone that you're having direct face-to-face contact with them for up to 15 minutes. Just remember, this is not an airborne virus like measles. It appears to spread by droplets.
We know that testing or lack thereof is a big concern. There were really strict criteria originally saying that only people who had traveled to areas with large outbreaks, including China and Italy, and were showing symptoms could be tested in addition to people who were in close contact with anybody who tested positive for coronavirus. What's the situation with testing now?
So now the criteria for testing have been broadened at the federal level to give doctors more discretion, but the supply of tests remains very limited. State public health officials today said they're doing 40 or 50 tests a day, which is more than before, but it still leaves a lot of unmet demand. Doctors say they'd like to be able to test anyone who comes in with flu-like symptoms these days.
And why can't they? Why aren't there enough tests?
Well, so at this point, only the State Department of Public Health is doing these tests, which doctors send to them. Hospital and private labs don't yet have the capability at this point. The public health lab can return test results within 24 hours, and then if a test is positive, it still has to go to the CDC for confirmation.
So another wait after that then.
Right.
The issue is that until we test more broadly, we won't know how widespread the virus actually is here.
Right, we don't know. And in the meanwhile, there are a whole lot of precautionary measures that people are turning to. A few Massachusetts schools have closed down for deep cleaning, and one district, Wellesley, shut schools because of a parent testing positive for COVID-19. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh talked about these school decisions today, and he said, you know, in some cases, schools may be making rash decisions, and it's important to follow protocols.
Did he say, Mayor Walsh, talk about any cancellation of major events or barring large gatherings? We know there are some coming up.
Yes, so he talked about it. There are a lot of questions about whether the marathon will happen in April. The bottom line is the mayor says he'll be guided by what medical professionals say.
We're monitoring this day by day to see what's happening around the country, around the world. I think there's been 4 marathons canceled right now. We're not there in Boston right now yet.
That's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg. Thank you.
You're welcome.